Denis Sassou Nguesso won re-election as president of Congo-Brazzaville, which he has ruled for 36 years. Various countries, including France and America, have taken steps to confiscate his family's assets, alleging they were bought with embezzled funds. The state-funded Ethiopian Human Rights Commission accused Eritrean troops of killing more than 100 civilians in the Ethiopian city of Aksum in November. Ethiopia's Prime Minister, Abiy Ahmed, has acknowledged that Eritrean troops crossed the border during Ethiopia's civil war against the northern region of Tigray. In New York, a jury found Giovanni Fuentes Ramirez guilty of trafficking cocaine. During the trial, Juan Orlando Hernandez, the president of Honduras, was repeatedly mentioned in the proceedings. Mr. Fuentes Ramirez claimed that he had bribed Mr. Hernandez and let him access millions of dollars worth of the drug. Mr. Hernandez denies all allegations. Joe Biden put Kamala Harris in charge of coordinating efforts with Mexico, El Salvador, Guatemala and Honduras to reduce the flow of migrants attempting to cross the U.S.-Mexico border. The vice president's priority is to stop unaccompanied children being sent to America. Around 11,000 were detained between February 28th and March 20th, up from 5,600 in January. Virginia abolished the death penalty, the first state in the American South to do so. It had executed more convicts than any other state, barred Texas. America's Supreme Court said it would look at reinstating the death sentence handed down to Jokhar Tsarnaev, the surviving bomber of the Boston Marathon in 2013. Last year, a federal appeals court found problems in the jury selection at Mr. Tsarnaev's trial and ordered a new hearing to determine his sentence.
Coronavirus briefs.
Amid a surge in cases, the Indian government was urged to speed up its inoculation program. Only 44 million doses have been administered so far. India has blocked exports of the AstraZeneca vaccine so that they can be used domestically. Imran Khan, Pakistan's prime minister, tested positive for COVID-19, apparently with only minor symptoms. Despite having the best vaccine program in Latin America, Chile went back into quarantine. A rise in infections has possibly been caused by many people taking holidays in January and February and excess confidence in the vaccine rollout. In Britain, the government said it was considering making it mandatory for care home workers to get the jab. Spectators from overseas were banned from the Tokyo Olympics, which start in July.